Hello, this is Auntie Bee's Knees with your business report for the week of July 28th. Your Kodak moments may be numbered. Last week, the photography giant announced a plan for mass layoffs in the face of drooping profits and a crumbling market share. On Wednesday, Eastman Kodak reported that it will be trimming its labor force by 9% in response to flat sales over the past year and a 60% drop in second quarter profits. Kodak's second quarter earnings came to just $112 million, or 39 cents a share, down from $284 million, or 97 cents a share last year. Sales topped $3.3 billion, up a fraction of a percent from last year's second quarter, but down 6% when the effects of the drooping U.S. dollar are taken into account. In response to shrinking profit margins, Kodak plans to eliminate up to 6,000 jobs by the end of the year. The cuts will target Kodak's traditional photography divisions, creating job losses in the administrative, manufacturing, research and development areas of the company's consumer and commercial film processing units. About half the cuts will be made at Kodak headquarters in Rochester, New York, where the company employs more than 20,000 people, reducing the local workforce to its lowest number since the Great Depression. Toronto workers are also expected to feel Kodak's cuts. The company employs about 1,400 people at a manufacturing plant in West Toronto. This latest round of cuts marks the seventh time in 2 years that Kodak has reduced staff to sustain profits. Last year, the company sacked 7,000 employees. In January, Kodak announced another 2,000 job losses. By this time next year, Kodak will have about 61,000 employees worldwide. That's down from almost 137,000 employees on Kodak's payroll in the early 1980s. Kodak is blaming this latest round of cutbacks on losses suffered due to the U.S. government's unending war on terrorism and to mass hysteria surrounding the outbreak of SARS, both of which have contributed to a drop in travel by Kodak's biggest consumer market, American tourists. But the company problems go deeper than these current woes. In 1900, Kodak founder George Eastman launched the $1 Brownie camera, turning point-and-shoot photography into an overnight craze in middle-class America. Eastman's four basic business principles turned out to be well-suited for the hyper-capitalist expansion of the 20th century. Mass production at low cost, international distribution, extensive advertising, and a focus on the consumer rather than the employee. By 1927, Kodak held a virtual monopoly in North America's photographic industry. In the 1980s, the company still cornered nearly two-thirds of color film sales worldwide. But in the last 25 years, competitors took a bite out of Kodak's fat profit margins. In the mid-1990s, Japan's Fuji Film Company nearly edged out Kodak as number one. In response, Kodak lobbied for the U.S. government to file a complaint with the newly created World Trade Organization, suing the Japanese government for unfair trade practices. The groundbreaking case eventually found in favor of Fuji, yet another setback for Kodak. More recently, Kodak has suffered from the advent of digital photography, which has dispensed with the need for Kodak's staple product, film. The chemical photography business that turned Kodak into a corporate American kingpin has been on the wane for a decade, but is suddenly plummeting as filmless digital cameras become more popular. By year-end, analysts predict that digital cameras will begin to outsell film cameras for the first time in the U.S., leaving Kodak with precious few moments left to find its niche in the digital photography market before tides of change draw the company under. The problem is not one of outdated technology. In fact, Kodak is a world leader in digital imaging and reproduction and has worked on several key developments with corporate bigwigs like Microsoft, AOL, IBM, and Hewlett-Packard. Rather, the problem is one of profits. Film is a low-cost, high-profit product, and Kodak has dominated the North American manufacture of it for more than a century. Film production also entails a whole chain of related businesses in which Kodak has traditionally been a corporate leader, including the sale of low-end cameras, photographic paper, and photochemistry. In contrast, a wide variety of digital cameras have recently emerged, creating a much more competitive marketplace. Digital images can be processed at home, and digital photographers don't even have to print their images. If this is bad news for Kodak, it's probably good news for the rest of us. The mass market for snapshot photography that earned Kodak hundreds of billions of dollars in the last century has also created huge environmental problems, as the chemical waste produced by film processing has been released into the air and groundwater surrounding Kodak plants. Company headquarters at Kodak Park in Rochester have the dubious honor of being New York State's number one manufacturing polluter. Kodak has a long history of environmental violations here, including the contamination of Rochester community groundwater, the dumping of hazardous waste in Kodak Park, and the release of cancer-causing dioxins into the air through incineration. Kodak is responsible for 25 hazardous waste sites across the U.S., five of which are located in Kodak Park. Past reports have indicated that as many as 100 hazardous spills or chemical releases occur each year at the Rochester facility. According to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, Kodak releases more dioxin into New York's environment than any other source. According to the U.S. Public Interest Research Group, Kodak was responsible for more than 90% of the 64 million pounds in carcinogenic pollutants released into Rochester's air and water between 1987 and 2000. A 1996 study found a carcinogen called methylene chloride, used in photochemistry, in concentrations of more than 700,000 times the legal limit in the groundwater near Kodak Park. Today, according to the U.S. National Institute of Health, the Rochester area has among the highest death rates nationwide from 13 types of cancer, including central nervous system cancer, thyroid cancer, and pancreatic cancer. The New York State Department of Health has found that women living near Kodak Park have an 80% greater than average risk of developing pancreatic cancer. One concerned mother, conducting a door-to-door survey near Kodak Park, documented 33 cases of children with central nervous system cancer living within 5 miles of the facility. The parents of five of these children have since launched a lawsuit holding Kodak responsible for poisoning their children. As Kodak ties this civil suit up in the courts, fines and restrictions imposed by government agencies have only had a minimal impact on the company's environmental behavior. In 1999, the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, or DEC, fined Kodak less than $1 million for environmental violations that included releasing tens of thousands of pounds of toxic chemicals into the air, dumping millions of gallons of wastewater into the Genesee River, spilling chemicals in violation of state groundwater standards, and failing to inspect their own waste storage facilities. For a company that makes $500 million in profit on a bad year, the fine amounts to no more than a slap on the wrist. In 1994, the EPA fined Kodak $8 million for environmental violations at Kodak Park, including the illegal disposal of hazardous waste, illegal use of incinerators, and failure to notify the EPA of groundwater contamination. Less than a year later, the company was offered more than $13 million by the state government to launch a line of disposable cameras. Despite the handout, Kodak's senior vice president threatened to move Kodak investments out of New York State unless Governor George Pataki loosened environmental regulations and lowered taxes. And this time, Kodak certainly stuck by its word. The company refused $13 million in taxpayer-funded subsidies and moved its disposable camera project to a new plant hosted by America's NAFTA partner, Mexico. As the company lay off hundreds of workers in New York State, it hired Mexicans at this new plant for an average wage of 95 cents an hour. Since then, Kodak has opened a new plant in China, where workers reportedly earn only $20 a month. The move to manufacturing overseas is not just a savvy way to save labor costs and avoid environmental regulations. As digital technology lowers Kodak's market share in North America, the company is shipping both manufacturing and sales operations to poorer nations, where digital cameras and computers can be expected to remain inaccessible for some time. Meanwhile, the company continues to scramble to keep up with advances in digital technology at home. Kodak has poured more than $4 billion U.S. dollars into research and product development for digital imaging technologies over the past decade. The company has also been scrambling to diversify its business to incorporate high-end imaging systems for applications in health and security. Just days before announcing its latest string of layoffs, Kodak concluded negotiations for a $500 million deal to acquire PracticeWorks, a maker of software for dental and medical imaging systems. And Kodak is poised to reap lucrative U.S. government contracts for surveillance and imaging technologies used in military applications. In fact, the company has a long history of working behind the scenes to support U.S. military endeavors. During World War I, Kodak developed aerial cameras and trained aerial photographers for the U.S. Army. After World War II, the company assisted in the development of guided missile systems that were used by U.S. forces in the Korean War. Just last year, Kodak received a $1 million contract from the U.S. Air Force to advance its digital imaging technology. Kodak has also brought together a consortium that is working to advance imaging technology that will allow U.S. government surveillance of large geographic areas around the world via satellite. Kodak's support for the war machine is not restricted to the U.S. military. The company unabashedly declares itself the leading provider of aerial imaging products and services to military organizations worldwide. In the 1980s, the company even sold film to the South African military and helped to organize a South African conference on the military applications of high-speed photography while that nation was under apartheid. Share moments, share life, but don't buy shares in Kodak, and consider using more environmentally friendly digital photo alternatives to chemical film processing. Signing off, this is Auntie Bee's Knees reminding you to put your money where your mouth is and invest ethically.